Nicholas, it's fantastic to see you. Enjoy yourself after a stunning performance in the Bill Corp Cup final. And we would have thought maybe you would have played in one, but you're a referee, and congratulations. Fantastic to see you here, and how'd you enjoy the experience?
Yeah, it was fantastic. I think, Tamworth can be really proud of everything they put on. Like, the pitch out there was fantastic. The support that the locals threw behind the game was exceptional, and, it was everything that a grand final is to be expected. You know, both teams out there really going hard at it, and it was a tough contest, and at a point there, it probably could have gone either way.
Yeah, of course, you're a player yourself, and you wore the St George Bank Queensland red shirt. And tell us a bit of how you got into rugby as a kid and your club scene there within the Hospitals Cup.
Yeah, well, I think like many young kids, I sort of just down at the local sort of club. Juggling rugby union on a Saturday, rugby league on a Sunday, and you sort of get to the point in senior school where you've got to make a decision. And, being at the secondary school I sort of went with rugby union, and never thought, to be honest, I'd get the opportunity to play professionally. Consider myself very fortunate to have that opportunity and managed to play for some fantastic clubs and get a 10-year playing career out of it, so it was good.
So what was the thrill like of putting on the Queensland jumper for the first time, and tell us a little bit about the game?
Oh, look, it was like a dream come true, I think. You sort of grow up watching those guys run around in the Queensland Reds jersey, and like I said, I was probably never a real superstar throughout school, so it was completely unexpected for me to get called up, and just a real honour, I think. Not just for me, but just for all the family that supported me on the way out.
Yeah. And then you moved on overseas. Of course, you went to Wasps first. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, actually, I went to Paris. So I was playing with Racing Metro. I left in 2007. I was over there for 3 years with Racing Metro, which is a great club over there in Paris, a proud history. And we were quite successful over there. So I was, feel very fortunate to have sort of, come from Brisbane and had the opportunity to live in France and experience a different culture, and then made the move in 2010 over to Wasps, which has a proud history as well. Played with some great players over there, and finished up after 4 years with injury forced retirement, which came out of. Bit out of the blue, but I never thought I'd play professionally. So to get 10 years and play for three great clubs, I consider myself very lucky.
Yeah, Racing Metro thing is just absolutely surreal, isn't it? Because you're playing at the Olympic Stadium of 1924, where Eric Waddell did his work, the Chariots of Fire, and just how monstrous that club has become. And of course, did you ever wear the pink tie while you were out playing?
Not while we were playing. We were very fortunate. In my sort of early days there, we managed to we won the Pro de Deux Championship to go up to top 14. The pink ties came out quite early then, like you said, we sort of went up to top 14 and were quite successful and made a few finals there in both the European Championship the domestic top 14 as well, so it was really good.
And Wasps, of course, were at Wickham, but now they've moved on to Coventry, which is a bit surreal. It's a big move to move out of London as such, but hopefully they'll get better and better at the Rico, and they've certainly had a very good couple of years.
Yeah, I think Guy Young, the director of rugby over there, is an amazing coach, I think. And not just, his rugby brain, but also his man management skills. Certainly one of the best that I played under in my time. But I think the move is strengthened the club. I think financially, sharing the facilities out there at Adams Park, out of High Wycombe, like you said, with the Wycombe Wanderers, they're always sort of limited in terms of their growth opportunities. So now that they have their own stadium and they're only responsible to answer to themselves, they've only gone from strength to strength.